Russia has agreed to work more closely with France to target the Islamic State group in Syria. The Russian President Vladimir Putin made the announcement after talks in Moscow with President François Hollande. Steve Rosenberg reports from Moscow.
In the Kremlin, the presidents of Russia and France agreed to cooperate more closely in the fight against terrorism. Their countries will exchange intelligence on Islamic State and coordinate airstrikes in Syria. But this was not the grand coalition against terror which President Hollande had called for after the Paris attacks, the kind of broad anti-terrorist alliance that would include America. The US remains deeply suspicious of Moscow's intentions in Syria, and the feeling is mutual.
President Putin has sharply criticized the United States, which he says failed to prevent Turkey shooting down a Russian jet on Tuesday, saying the US knew about the plane's movement. Mr. Putin said Turkey's claim that it didn't know it was targeting a Russian plane was nonsense.
And I would like to also reiterate that in advance, in accordance with our agreement with the US, we gave information where our planes will be working, at what altitude, in what areas. And Turkey is part of that coalition, and they had to know that it was the Russian Air Force that was working in that area.
Police in Germany have arrested two men suspected of planning an attack. An official said the two were detained during a series of raids targeting suspected Islamists in the Berlin region. An Islamic cultural center was also searched during the operation. An international poll suggests that public concern about climate change has declined over the past 6 years, especially in industrialized countries. The poll by GlobeScan surveyed people from 21 countries. Only four nations, Canada, France, Spain and Britain, now have majorities which support their own government setting ambitious targets at next week's global conference in Paris. The head of international athletics, Sebastian Coe, says he has ended his association with Nike because it was interfering with his efforts to clean up the sport. Lord Coe has been under pressure to resign since being appointed president of the IAAF. Alex Kastik reports.
His decision comes 2 days after a BBC investigation suggested he had lobbied his predecessor Lamine Diack for Eugene to host the 2021 World Championships. It was chosen without the normal bidding process. Nike has close links with the American city. Its headquarters is just outside nearby Portland. Lord Coe insisted his departure from the sportswear giant was nothing to do with that. He denied there had been a conflict of interest, but admitted his role in the firm had become a distraction.
World News from the BBC. Two prominent Turkish newspaper journalists have been arrested and accused of spying and assisting militant groups. Can Dündar, the editor-in-chief of the daily Cumhuriyet, and Erdem Gul, the paper's anchor correspondent, were detained after publishing footage, apparently showing the state intelligence agency sending weapons to Islamist rebels in Syria. Three Palestinians have been shot dead in separate clashes with Israeli security forces in the occupied West Bank. More than 100 people have died in a wave of violence in recent weeks. Bethany Bell reports from Jerusalem.
The Palestinian Ministry of Health says a 21-year-old man was killed early in the morning at a village near the West Bank city of Ramallah. The Israeli army said it was searching for militants and weapons there. It said locals threw petrol bombs and rocks at the troops who fired back at one of the attackers. Another Palestinian was shot at a checkpoint near Nablus. Israeli security officials say he charged at them with a knife. A third Palestinian was shot by Israeli forces during clashes at a refugee camp near Hebron. He later died of his injuries.
A man draped in an American flag has been arrested after climbing over a fence into the grounds of the White House. President Obama was inside the building with his family celebrating Thanksgiving. Secret Service agents quickly stopped the man, who's understood to have been carrying an envelope, but isn't thought to have been armed. The England and Wales Cricket Board has endorsed tougher regulations on the use of helmets by professional players. The decision was announced exactly a year after the death of the Australian batsman Philip Hughes, who was hit by a ball on the base of his skull. From next season, all male and female batsmen playing for England or in county cricket will be required to wear helmets which meet the latest British safety standards. BBC News.